Today's Shir Bishop Biryani is running live from the Ramat Beit Shemesh, and we are up to Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Dalid. And just one interesting point from yesterday, just to point out that we saw yesterday the halacha regarding how the Ramah is machmir already with regard to haircuts, with regard to laundry. Already from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh, we'll see about haircuts already being machmir lagabe that already from Yud Zayin b'Tamuz. But with respect to laundry, so unlike the Shulchan Aruch, the Chaber, we hold that it's already from Rosh Chodesh, not Shavua Shechalbo. And just wanted to point out, because the Mishnah Berurah talked about cutting fingernails and discussed it in the context of the Shulchan Aruch's position. So the poskim all say that even those that are machmir, you saw there were two opinions legabe cutting the fingernails, even those that are machmir legabe cutting the fingernails on Shavua Shechalbo, even according to the Ramah maintains that it would be totally okay to go ahead and cut your fingernails from Rosh Chodesh until Shavua Shechalbo. Meaning, there's a machlokas legabe cutting one's fingernails on Shavua Shechalbo, whether it's only okay letzarech Tzorech mitzvah, like Tzorech Shabbos, and things like that, or going to the mikvah, that's only a shayla in Shavua Shechalbo. When it's from Rosh Chodesh until Shavua Shechalbo, even according to the Ramah, it was machmir from Rosh Chodesh, like gabe laundry, like gabe wearing laundry clothes or doing laundry already from Rosh Chodesh Shav, there is no need to be machmir at all, like gabe cutting your nails from the beginning of Tishri Yamim. The chumra is only in Shavua Shechalbo. Okay, we continue now, sit down. After the Tainus, it is permitted to go ahead and to get haircuts and to go ahead and do laundry immediately. We will see later on in the Shulchan Aruch down the line that the minhag is to not go ahead and do any of these things until Chatzos the next day, not to get your haircuts and laundry until Chatzos. Day after, but he says, "Lachar atayinis mutter lechabes lesaper lechabes miyad." Look at the Mishnah Brura. Lachar atayinis mutter lesaper. The kavuchon mishum mutter bevasa biyain. There was kavuchon where you'd be prohibited already in eating meat and drinking wine. Then he goes, "Va'osan noged iser bevasa biyain at Shabbos nachmu." Those who go ahead and have a minug with respect to meat and wine for the whole week. Following Tisha B'Av up until Shabbos Nachamu, Yesh Omim de Minhaga Shal Tosu, Bein Sarach Hata. There are those that say that this is a minhag of a minhag tos, and you don't even have to do a Taras Nadarim if you had such a minhag not to eat meat and drink wine until Shabbos Nachamu. Aval Bach Magen Avram is Gimu to Sarach Hatara. However, the Bach and Magen Avram, they agree that no, you would need Hatara. If there was such a minhag, if someone had such a minhag, not to drink wine and eat meat until Shabbos Nachamu, and he wanted to go ahead and start eating meat and having a good barbecue after Tisha B'Av, before Shabbos Nachamu, you need a taras nedarim. Uva ojel oitiru asurin gamkein, and kol zman, there's no hataras nedarim, so not only would basar and yayin be asur until Shabbos Nachamu, gamkein, l'saper, l'chabes ad yom chamishi, also, it would be usher to go ahead and get haircuts and do laundry until the Thursday, when they call Shabbos before Shabbos Nachamu, the Thursday before Shabbos Nachamu, it would already be okay to go ahead and do get haircuts and do laundry when they call Shabbos. But as we all know, when at the end of the day, that's not our minhag, and our minhag, as we'll see coming up later on when we're dealing with Motzei Tisha B'Av. Later on, if you skip ahead to Tav Kuf. Tav Kuf Nun Ches. You skip ahead, you'll see that. Look at it very quickly. Tav Kuf Nun Ches. If Aleph B'Tisha B'Av L'Eis Erev V'Tzisu Eish B'Heichal V'Nisra B'Chkiyas Acham Yom Asiri. We know that on Tisha B'Av at night, Motzei Tisha B'Av, fire was burning. Okay, until Shkia of Yom Asiri of the 10th day. And then in the Kach, he says, Minhag Kasher. It's a Minhag Kasher. Shalolech Ol Basov, Shalolech Shos Yayin, Belel Asiri, Yom Asiri. So he says, based on this, we have the minhag, not, this is even the Shulchan Aruch saying this, he says, it's a minhag kasher not to go ahead and eat meat or drink wine already. Like the Shulchan Aruch says over here, that after the fast, you can go ahead and you can get haircuts and do laundry immediately. And the right and the Mishabura said, and Kal Vachomer, okay, Shemutu Vibasar V'yayin, Kal Vachomer would be okay and permitted Vibasar V'yayin. So here you see that the minhag is not right away, but then again, the minhag is not until Shabbos Nachamu, it's until the morning after, up until Chatzos. And he says, "V'yom Asiri." He says, "V'yesh Machmirin ad Chatzos Hayom below Yosef." And those that are Machmir on the day of Yom Asiri, it's only until Chatzos Hayom and not later than that. And if you look at the Mishnah Brura there, he says, "V'hu Adin Shlo Lircha Yitz Bemerchatz Sivkat and Gimel." There, the same halacha is that you don't go ahead and you don't take any, you don't go to the Merchatz. You don't take nice hot baths. Ulesaper, ulechabes at chatzos, and you don't go ahead and get haircuts and do laundry until chatzos, says the Mishnah Brura. And we'll see more about this later when we get to Tavkuf Nun Ches, assuming that there are no cavers here. Okay, Noemi cavers, we'll get there. Okay, no one's caving, right? Rapitsky, you're a Noemi guy for life. Anyway, Vaita, here we go. We move on. So look at the. Mr. Brua Sifkat and Lamed Zayin, he says miyad ayin lekavon simin tafkuf ninches b'achronim. Right, so he already points to tafkuf ninches, which is what we just did. We were ayin lekavon. Right, a lot of times you say ayin lekavon. What do? We just skip it. But we were ayin lekavon, Johnson. Right, ayin lekavon usually means it's like tzarech ian in Rekiv Eger. Tzarech ian means go weiter. No, tzarech ian means tzarech ian. So ayin lekavon means ayin lekavon. Now I can't say I always are ayin lekavon. But here it was very important to be ayin lekamen, so you wouldn't go ahead and get the false notion that chas v'shalom, if you cave, chas v'shalom is not going to happen, you cave, but you might think that you're allowed to go ahead and drink wine and have meat, motzei tisha b'av. Okay. Then he goes on. Mimchal tisha b'av b'yom rishon. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Mimchal tisha b'av b'yom rishon, or b'shabbos. Now, remember, we got a whole cup here. If you remember the Shulchan Aruch, his halachas of kvisa and getting haircuts and assuring laundry was only when? Shavua Shechalbo. Not during the 9 days, and not really from Shavua Sabatamas. So the question is, it's very important to define when is Shavua Shechalbo. So it's very easy. Shavua Shechalbo is from the Shabbos, right before, from Motzei Shabbos, right before Tisha B'Av, that would be Shavua Shechalbo. So if you had Tisha B'Av falling out, right, in the middle of the week, so it would be from Motzei Shabbos until whatever day of the week Tisha B'Av falls out. Okay? Problem is, what happens, he says, in Mechal Tisha B'Av B'Yom Rishon, what happens if Tisha B'Av itself falls out on Sunday? Hey, is that happening this year? Tisha B'Av falling out on Sunday, no? Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday. Mechal Tisha B'Av B'yom Rishon. Oh, b'Shabbos. Or let's say it falls out on Shabbos. B'nidcher la'achar Shabbos. And therefore, Tisha B'Av falls out as a nidcher after Shabbos. So then guess what? Where's the Shavua Shechalbo? Sunday, right? Motzei Shabbos is already Tisha B'Av. Right? So, when is the Shavua Shechalbo? So he says, Mubdir b'shtei ha-shabbosos. And then guess what? It's going to be totally permissible, both Shabbosos, because guess what? You got no Shavua Shechalbo, because where's the Shavua Shechalbo? So both Shabbosos is going to be mutter, and you can wear, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to treat it at all like, okay, Shavua Shechalbo, and all those heterim exist according to the Shulchan Aruch. Again, it's much more limited. For Ashkenazim, whether something is Shavua Shechalbo, okay, you know, so you might have an afkamina legabe, but we saw just in the beginning, the gabe cutting in nails, and other halachas with respect to Shavua Shechalbo, but for Sfarim, it's a very, very big deal. So he says, Bein Shekodem Atainis, Bein Sheacharav, he says, there's no chiluk, okay, whether before the Tainis or after the Tainis, it's all considered like before, okay, Shavua Shechalbo. V'yesh Mishoimer, no. Shenagul Lasso, Kol Shavua L'Shalafanav. Others say, no, since it falls out on Shabbos, Tisha B'Av, then the whole week before, we treat it like what? We treat it like Shavua Shechalbo, even though in practice, you don't have Tisha B'Av until when? Until Sunday. Chutz miyom chamishi v'yom shishi. Except for, we're not going to treat it like a full Shavua Shechalbo, the week before that Shabbos of Tisha B'Av, because it's not Be'etzem Shu'er Shechava, because Tisha B'Av isn't really until the Sunday. So on Yom Chamishi, Yom Shishi, even according to the opinion that it's Machmir, you would be already allowed to go ahead and get haircuts and laundry as if it was regular 9 days and not Shavuot Shechava. Again, this is Aliba de Shulchan Aruch. And then comes the Ramah to point out, not so fast, Shlodowski, but Noagin Lahachmir, Mitzchilas Rosh Chodesh, from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh, Le'inyan Kibus. Okay, this is where he specifies the Minag Ashkenaz, which we already saw Lagabe Kibus yesterday, and now we're going to see what he says the Minag Ashkenaz is Lagabe haircuts. He says, V'noagin Lahachmir, Mitzchilas Rosh Chodesh, Le'inyan Kibus. So laundry and wearing laundry clothes, that's already Minag Ashkenaz to be Machmir from Rosh Chodesh, 9 days. Aval Tispiras, but haircuts, Noagin Lahachmir, the Minag by haircuts is to be Machmir already from when? From Yud Zayin Tammuz, from Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. Let's look now at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Lamed Ches. So the second opinion says that we do treat the week before the situation where Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos and it's Nidche to Sunday. We do go ahead and treat that whole week before as Shu'a Shechavo. That's the Machmir opinion. So he comes and he says, Shenagul Eser, he says, no. What were the two cases the Shulchan Aruch brought up? He brought up the case of where it falls on Shabbos and it's Nidche to Sunday, or where it falls out on Sunday. See, now he points out that this Shita that's Machmir is only Machmir. Look what he says. Hainu Heichi Shechal B'Shabbos V'Nidche. Okay? The Minug to Aser is only when Tisha B'Av actually fell out on Shabbos and it was Nidche. Aval B'Chal B'Yom Rishon Mutter Af L'Deyazu. He says, but if it actually fell out on Sunday, Tisha B'Av, meaning it wasn't a Nidche, then even this second opinion would not be Machmir and view the whole week before as Shvuah Shechalvo. So what it comes out is as follows. When you have Tisha B'Av falling out in the middle of the week, Shvuah Shechalvo is obviously from after Shabbos, with known as Shabbos Chazon, Motzi Shabbos. If it falls out on a Sunday, then everyone holds there's no Shvuah Shechalvo, there's only the regular 9 days, L'gavi Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim, you have the regular 9 days, Halachas, L'gavi Sfarim, you're in luck. Okay? And if it falls out on Shabbos and it's Nidche to Yom Rishon, then we see here in Machlokes whether we view that week before that Shabbos of Tisha B'Av, whether we view that as Shavuot Shechalvo, since it's Nidche to Yom Rishon. Okay, let's continue weiter in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Tes. Chutz miYom Chamishi v'Yom Shishi, except for Yom Chamishi and Yom Shishi. So he says, according to the opinion, that's Machmir, so that means that we view the whole week before the Shabbos of Tisha B'Av as Shavuot Shechalvo. So he says that, right, was only up until Thursday. Because on Thursday, in Yom Shishi, it's all going to be Mutter, L'chavot Shabbos. Ayin La'el, B'Siv Kat Lamed Beis. Check out earlier, in Siv Kat Lamed Beis, which you already saw already. So we're not going to be Ayin La'el right now. You should be Ayin La'el yourself. And he says, Atzarech Alech B'Rechaki B'Shavuot Shechalvo Tisha B'Av. So now, we have a very interesting Shaila. What happens if a guy has to go to on a big business trip somewhere far away, far, far away, on Shavuot Shechalvo Tisha B'Av? And he's not going to have clothes for a long time unless he goes ahead and has them clean. So he says, he comes here and he says it would be permitted in such a case to go ahead and give it to a non-Jew to clean his clothes for a number of Shabbosos after, even though we saw yesterday that you're not allowed to do laundry on Shavuot Shechalvo according to the Shulchan Aruch, and for the 9 days according to the Ramah, even if it's for after Tisha B'Av, that's only if you're not going on a long, long trip. If you're going on a long trip afterwards, there he says here it would be mutter to go ahead and do this, and to go ahead and have do the laundry for your long trip that you're going to be taking. And this is okay. The opinion brought down in the Mishnah Brura, although in the Shaar HaTzion he says not so fast. There are definitely those that aser under certain circumstances. Here, Ayin Shum, Shaar HaTzion, Mem Aleph. And he goes on and he says, Sif Katan Mem, Metchilas Rosh Chodesh. So the halacha is that Ashkenazim are ready for the beginning of Rosh Chodesh, 9 days, stop doing laundry, below Kodem, and not earlier than that. Nah, meaning, you see that haircuts we already start from when? Benam Tzarim, Shiva Sabatamas. So why not already start not doing laundry from Shiva Sabatamas? Or not wearing laundered clothes from Shiva Sabatamas? He says, Lo Kodem She'ein Ro Batzibo Yichol Lamed Bo, because the majority of the tzibur won't be able to hold strong legabe laundry, okay, for that many days. Although I remember when I was a rebbe in OJ, there was a guy who wore his pants. He was trying to set a record. Wore the same pants without laundering them from Sukkot until Pesach, and he did get a haircut. So, but anyway, but for most normative people, to go ahead and not do any laundry, have any laundry done from Shabbat Seva Tammuz, that would be Ain Rov Atzibo Yichal Lamed Bo. Sifkat Mem Kavu Chomer today, when we have so much clothes and we're out of clothes, we get clothes so quickly. Mem Aleph Mi Yud Zayin Bit Tammuz. When it comes to haircuts, it's already Zayin Tammuz. Zayin Lekamet Sif Tezvav Mishnah Merura. That we will wait because we have to keep moving right there. We'll see more about the Isser of haircuts later on in Sif Tezvav. We move right there. Sif Hey. It's also for a Jew to go ahead and be a laundry service or do laundry for a non-Jew on Shua Shechalbo. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Even though Meikar Adin, it's really totally permitted to go ahead and do laundry for a non-Jew. Why? There's no Isser. Sharei ain Isser Kibus. There's no Isser in doing laundry. We shouldn't also Malacha, because also to do the Malacha of Kibus. That's not the reason. You now do laundry because it's to be memayit besimcha ulaharoisa avelus, to show your avelus. There's no simcha or negating the avelus when you go ahead and you do laundry for a non-Jew. But even so, afilachi aser mimnei marasayim, meaning the iser here is not an iser midina, but rather it's an iser, okay, based on a different din, namely the din of marasayim. And it's a maris ayin dika halacha. She'ein nikker, she'ein shalakum. Because when people see you doing laundry, they don't know that you're doing laundry for a non-Jew. Amnam, b'makom sha'akum yeshem abushim acher. However, in places where the goyim wear different clothes, the nikka lakol she'ein shalakum, where it's clear that these are the clothes of a non-Jew, yesh lahakel. Woe is to us where we wear the same clothes as non-Jews. Okay, but if it would be clear, the clothes of a non-Jew as opposed to the clothes of a Jew, then it would be okay because there would be no maris ayin. Uvein lo ma'alecho, and if a person doesn't have what to eat, vaday kedechayav shari apopanim, right? Then in order to support oneself, you'd be allowed to go ahead and do this laundry for the non-Jew. Sif katan mem gimel, b'shavu hazeh. So during Shavua Shechavo, you can't go ahead and do laundry for a non-Jew. So he says, b'zeh achalik dan lo nihigad mirash chodesh. So again, this is another example. He says, even according to us, the Ramah, right, Ashkenazim, this halacha not to do laundry for a non-Jew, that's only May Rosh Chodesh, okay? So that's only from Shua Shechalbo. And we're not noyeg ready for Rosh Chodesh, legabe wat, legabe doing laundry for a non-Jew. It's lo kasav Ramah, and the fact that Ramah is not right, that noyeg after Zem Rosh Chodesh, from Moshe kasav b'sif sha'achazem. Because of the fact that the Ramah did not say, with respect to this, that even from Rosh Chodesh, you can't go ahead and do laundry for a non-Jew. So you see here, the Ramah's model, when it comes to the issue of Marasayin, when it comes to the issue of doing laundry for a non-Jew, there you don't have to go ahead and already answer it from when? From the beginning of Rosh Chodesh. Okay, now you're probably all asking, but the Marasayin is still there. From a Svara standpoint, okay, it doesn't make so much sense. The truth is the Sharetzion actually says that there are Derech HaChayim actually holds that it would be also to do laundry for non-Jews, even though it's not, as the Bishop here says, not so mashma from the Ramah, because he leaves it out. But from a Sfarah standpoint, like, you know, L'may Nafkamina, the Sharetzion says you could be Mekel, like that's why the Bishop Brura himself only brings out his opinion, that from Rosh Chodesh you can already do laundry. Again, it's not the big Nafkamina, is obviously for a Jew who owns a laundry service. And right, in America, can you go ahead and keep your laundry service open, and you'd be able to keep it open during the 9 days, but not during, okay, Shvua Shechalba. Although, as we saw, if you mamish need it for your panasa, and it's going to be a big deal, so look what he says, ein lo malecho, you might even be able to keep your shop open. So if you end up going into the cleaning business, dry cleaning business, ask your Shiloh what to do. Obviously, if you are in Eretz Yisrael, no such luck, unless your dry cleaning service is in East Jerusalem on the other side. Okay, weiter. Vav. Kalim Kalim Chadash, we gotta finish it up here. Kalim Chadash, Bein Levanim, okay, Bein Sivuyin, Bein Sheit Semer, Bein Shal Pishta, and Asa Levosh B'Shabbat Zeh. And the Ramah says, Banu Machmirim Rosh Chodesh Ve'elech. So now we're talking on about laundered clothes, but brand new clothes. Brand new clothes, whether you're dealing with Levanim, white, colored, begadim, whether you're dealing with wool, whether you're dealing with linen, you're not allowed to wear new clothes on Shavuot Shechalva. Ramah says you can't wear any new clothes during the 9 days. Now you're already thinking, what do you mean? You're not allowed to wear new clothes already from the 3 weeks. But as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, that's for a different reason. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Mem Dalet, Kelim Chadashim. He says, first of all, he says, in places where they mamish go ahead, and when you send it to the cleaners, they really go ahead and they iron it and make it nice and crisp. In Kain Havu B'chal Megohatzin, this is the pure Megohatzin, the Asur Nafilim Hayim Yishanim. It's going to be Asur even if they're what? Even if they are old clothes. Sha'agiyutz Oseh Osan Kechadoshim. Because Giyutz makes them like brand new clothes. Yasur L'Vaysh B'Shavu Azu, and it's going to be Asur to wear it during this week. U'mihayi Daima Nagu Isur B'Bikdei Shabbos L'Lavshon B'Bat B'Shabbos Chazon. Da'afal Pisha L'Lavshon Mekvar Kama Shavosos Adayin, okay, Gihutzan Nikar Bahavi Bachadashim. She says, and that's why there are those that are noyeg, okay, on the big day Shabbos, not to go ahead and wear them. He says, we already saw that we are noyeg, that we do wear big day Shabbos. He says, the ones that don't wear big day Shabbos, if dafka the big day Shabbos, that are super pressed, that are still looking pressed. So even if we wear big day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon, the freshly pressed big day Shabbos, straight from the cleaners, okay, that should not be done, okay, because that's like wearing chadoshim on Shabbos Chazon, which is a problem. Again, chadoshim b'chlal is a problem all 9 days for mamish chadoshim, is a problem all 9 days for the Ashkenaz. And finally, sif katan mem hey, Rosh Chodesh ve'elech. So he says, what does it mean from Rosh Chodesh and onwards, we do not go ahead and wear new clothes? I thought that's from Rosh Chodesh of the Thomas. He says, we're talking about we already bought a beged that was already ready to wear, k'moshu, the way it is. And he already said shechianu b'shas kniya. He already said shechianu when he bought it, kodem yitzayim b'tamas, before Shavuos b'tamas. Yalkein ein iser kodem Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, there's no iser wearing it at all before Rosh Chodesh. Meaning, there's only an iser to wear something and you have to make a shechianu, because you have to make a shechianu from Shavuos b'tamas on. But wearing new clothes is only usher from when? From the beginning of Rosh Chodesh, from the 9 days. So if you already made your shechianu on the clothes, then you would be able to go ahead and wear it during the 9 days, even though it's brand new, okay? Even though it's brand new clothes, okay? Because as soon as you buy a beged mesukan, you make the shechianu when you buy it. However, I said, okay, and iser kodem Rosh Chodesh, therefore there's no iser of wearing it before Rosh Chodesh. The misha kodem beged she'ena mesukan, because we're talking about acquiring a beged that needs tailoring, you gave it to a tailor to go ahead and sew it. Halo mevarach b'shas l'isha. That you make a shechianu only after you put it on. And therefore, asa l'voish b'yitzayim b'tamas mishum shechianu. In other words, our suits that we go ahead and we buy and we give it to a tailor, we only go ahead and make the shechianu when we put it on the first time. So that would already be usher from when? From Shavuos b'tamas. L'dasa mekilin de b'shabasa shebeinah mitzorah mutil levarach shechianu. And according to the mekilin, which we're going to see coming up, that during Shavuos b'tamas, you can make a shechianu on the Shabbosim. Then him came with the levosh chadashim b'shabbosos shebein hamitzar. So then you would be able to wear these brand new clothes, okay, that were even tailored during the 3 weeks on Shabbos of Shavuos b'tamas. Avo Rosh Chodesh ve'elach, from Rosh Chodesh and onwards, aser afilu b'shabbos. That's going to be aser according to everyone, even on Shabbos, because it's brand new clothes. Uvegadim she'einam chashuvim kol kach, uvegadim that aren't so chashuv, she'ein tzarach levarach alav, you don't have to take a shechianu on. Could go minelim chadashim v'apilos, like shoes and slippers, things like that. For sure, you'd be able to go ahead and wear those types of new clothes up until Shavuos b'tamas, because you don't make a shechianu on shoes and things like that. And the only issue would be after Rosh Chodesh. And check out what we're going to see in Sif Yitzayin in the name of the Gra. Adkan, sorry for going 3 minutes overtime. And have a great day, everybody.